Good morning. We're continuing the laws of Lashon Hara. Today's topic is going to be different types to ponder, to think about when you're put in a situation of Lashon Hara. How do you fix a situation? How do you get around it? Okay? So before we start, today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Cholim, Refuah Shalom of Sarah, David, Ben Rechad, Yafah, Ben Deborah, Refuah, Ben Chavid, Refuah, Ben Asera, Shalom, Ben Asera, Ephraim, Ben Nayam, Moshe, Ben Hanan, Yafah, Ben Miriam, Yehudam, Yafah, Chaya, Sabet, Simcha, Rechad, Ben Hanan, David, Ben Asera, Simcha, Ben Makam, Riyan, Ben Chavid, Lizem, Ben Miriam, Ben Hanan, Ben Amun, Rechad, Sabet, Amar, Esera, Chana, Gabriela, Gidu, Ben Rechad, Ben Amun, Esera, Danim, Ben Dina, Sam, Ben Orli, Yaakov, Ben Tamar, Malka, Yitzchak, Ben Rechad, Vavdil, Ben Nishma, Ben Shoba, Ben Amun, Ben Yamin, Ben Yitzchak, Ben Yitzchak, Ben Ephraim, Shimon, Ben Mishael. So imagine a situation. You're sitting at a wedding and you're sitting with your friends. Could be friends you like to sit around, you don't like to sit around. And all of a sudden they start talking about somebody. And they start saying, "Do you know this guy? You went to high school with him? You know, was he like this in high school?" And they start saying things like this. And now you're stuck in that situation and they start speaking about the guy and you know what they're talking about. And you're up to, what should I do? You have a couple options. Number one, smack the guy in the face. No, I'm just kidding. But really, number one is you're trying to change the subject. Right? You want to be normal. You don't want to run away from the guy. Lashon Hara, you run away. No, you try to change the subject. So you try to change it in a natural way where they don't realize you're changing it, but you're changing the subject. Hey, you guys saw the Super Bowl. You guys saw this quarterback, whatever. You change the subject. That's number one. Number two is you take something that I like to call a bathroom hope. You know what a bathroom hope is? There's going to the bathroom, and then there's going to the bathroom with a hope. There's going to the bathroom with a hope that they will stop talking about the guy by the time you get back. So you take this bathroom hope, you jump out of that discussion, you walk away for 5 minutes, you come back, you're hoping they're not. Well, then what happens? You come back and they're still talking about the guy. Now what do? Now you really got to read your crowd. You got to know your audience. But sometimes you're talking to somebody, and to them it's like, you're telling them, Lashon Hara, that's not what they're thinking. Like, they're in different realms and different worlds. That's not what they want to hear. We're assuming everyone in the conversation is Jewish. Okay? And so now I think the smartest thing to try to do is to try to naturally learn how to change the subject without them realizing and changing it. And by doing that, what you're doing is, you're not only saving yourself, because there's a forbidden law to listen to Lashon Hara. You're saving the person speaking. You're saving everybody else at the table. And you're doing a huge mitzvah, and you're saving everybody from sin. So I think that's the main key. But sometimes it's a little bit difficult. Sometimes it's not easy to do, and sometimes you're sitting around people where it's a matter of either I have to sit there and just take it in. I'll give you a better example. You're sitting at a family lunch on Shabbat, and all of a sudden this person's name comes up. And they start talking about them and putting him down. And you're sitting there. What do? You're not allowed to believe it, right? The number one rule in Lashon Hara is you can never believe the Lashon Hara that's being spoken. But what do? If you say something, you know that the family is not always going to listen. They're just going to continue. So you saying anything might not help anything. You have to learn how to naturally be somebody who can change subjects. By being somebody, this is really, it comes with a gift. If you have this gift and you learn how to gain this gift of learning how to change the subject naturally, you can gain so much by saving so many others from doing negative. Now, you might be thinking, okay, but if I save them this one time, who's to say they're going to learn in the long run? The answer is, you're right. They're not going to learn to stop speaking Lashon Hara by the fact that you're changing the subject. This is only a short-term remedy. You need to start thinking about, how can I save them in the long term? How can I start understanding? And you know, as we're going on, we're slowly starting to realize ourselves, for the long term, how important it is not to speak Lashon Hara, not to listen to Lashon Hara, not to fill our minds with negative ideas and thoughts about other people. But how do we help others who are not there yet try to understand this topic? And I think the only way is by teaching them the importance of how bad Lashon Hara is, how severe Lashon Hara can reach. Show them an example of somebody who spoke Lashon Hara about somebody else and how far that reached, how degrading the person's life became. Like we discussed in earlier classes, this person can lose their job as a result of Lashon Hara.
Is that not Lashon Hara?
Huh?
Is that not Lashon Hara?
No, no. What I'm saying is explaining how, when not giving specifics, but saying, I know somebody who, they spoke Lashon Hara about this person, and look at the person now. Chas v'shalom, they lost, their marriage is ruined. Their relationship is over. This is like this. And we're going to get more into the details. But he says here, the Chafetz Chaim says, you have to take account of what you're about to be talking about and who you're about to be speaking to. These are two very important things. Number one, when you try to change the subject in the middle of this kind of discussion, you have to know your audience. You have to know. There's sometimes that guy, you know, there's that guy in the corner who knows exactly what you're trying to do. And he's like, if you try to change the subject, he's thinking he's trying to change the subject. I'm going to call him out. And he calls you out. And then what happens? You change the subject for 1 minute. He goes, he tries to change the subject. Guys, let's go back to Lashon Hara. You know that guy? There's that guy. He's a Rasha. But there's a guy like that. That guy has nothing you can do with. That guy, you have to run. Misalekoto. You have to get him out of there. There's nothing, if you have somebody like that, there's nothing you can do with that kind of person on the spot in the short term to get out of it. No. There's nothing you can do with the person because the person, innately, he doesn't care. He wants to speak, like we explained before. He wants to speak. He wants to put a person down. He doesn't care what around him is going to tell him and who around him is going to tell him not to. And sometimes even when the person he's speaking about is there present, he'll still speak. That won't stop. So you have to know your audience. But most times you don't have people like that. Most times you have people who understand. Most times you have people, if you explain to them, guys, maybe it's better we don't speak bad about this person. Sometimes they even understand. But sometimes you have the middle. The middle crowd is usually the majority. And the majority is somebody, he's not intentionally speaking bad. And he's not somebody who, if you tell them to stop, he'll stop. Somebody in the middle, why is this? It's not Lashon Hara. It's true. It's not bad. It's not a big deal. They make the excuses. The excuse club. So what do you do with those kind of people? So now if you learn your audience, you learn who you're speaking to, and you learn the kind of ideas, you know, what I like to pinpoint is I know who the audience is and what topics and subjects they like to talk about. And so if you learn that, you realize, hey, look, they're talking about Lashon Hara right now because they don't have anything better to talk about. Let me give them something better to talk about. Let me save them on the spot right now and show them that there's something more important here. There's something better to talk about. Even without mentioning Lashon Hara. Over time, if you become somebody who is a subject changer, who's somebody that they realize that you innately hate listening to Lashon Hara, you hate speaking Lashon Hara, they'll start to realize that they shouldn't be speaking Lashon Hara also. They'll start to get uncomfortable, let's call it, around you speaking Lashon Hara. And that's something that's good, but that's something that's also bad. I'll tell you why. It's good in the sense because they're not speaking Lashon Hara when you're around. But it's bad in the sense because the second you walk out of that room, they're starting Lashon Hara again. Right?
You become
an annoying guy. So now the goal is to become somebody who's not annoying, but helps people and prevents people from speaking Lashon Hara. And that's the goal everybody's trying to reach, right? Nobody has the pinpoint answer how to do that. But we have to evaluate and see our goals in order to reach them. We have to try to be that kind of person who can tell that right now what this person is about to say is Lashon Hara. You know, I'll tell you something. Being a Lashon Hara reader, if you want to read Lashon Hara, you can slowly realize when someone's about to speak Lashon Hara. You can see somebody, you can see the topic, the way they're looking at a person, the way they're speaking to them, without even hearing, you can understand that they're about to speak Lashon Hara. And before they're about to speak, you can change it in a way and you can change the topic. And over time, I'll tell you a story. There was one time, I had a friend. He would speak Lashon Hara over and over and over and over again. And every time he was about to speak, I would try to change the subject in a natural way. We talk about sports, talk about this, talk about that, work. Eventually, over time, he became a little bit more observant. He started to understand that what he was doing was wrong. He started realizing he was speaking Lashon Hara. So he started to take it back a little bit, take it back a notch. And every time he would be about to speak, he would stop himself. And then he realized, like, how come I wouldn't stop myself before? And how come I didn't actually speak Lashon Hara before? And he realized it was because of me changing the subject. He realized that I naturally was changing the subject around what he was trying to speak. And it took to heart. He took it actually to heart. And he realized that, wow, this is something so cool that you can actually save people from speaking Lashon Hara. And over time, he realized that and now he became a long-term type of person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara. So I think over time, you know, in the short term, we have to try to prevent as much as we can of Lashon Hara speaking. It can cause so much detriment. But in the long term, you have to make an effect on people and make them realize how bad Lashon Hara is so that over time, they say, you know what, I don't want to be somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. Eventually, that group who's sitting at that table speaking Lashon Hara will turn into that one guy at the corner who's speaking Lashon Hara and everybody looking at him like, what are you doing? And that's how it should really turn into. Not to be an annoying guy. A natural subject changer, Rezal Hashem. Have a great day, everybody.